This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 217 for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
We wasn't sure we were going to pull this off this morning. We just got back in later than we thought last night, and all of a sudden it's 10 till 10, and it's like, wait a minute, we got to do this thing. Just got in from L.A., and I'm thrilled to say we had excellent weather both on the trip out and on the trip back.
Yeah, very blessed for that. It was a good trip.
Usually we hit Vail on the way back, about 100 miles from Denver, and from Vail to Denver we have snow, ice, bad weather, whatever, and so it was nice this year to have a little break from that.
Yeah.
We stopped at Lucy's on our way out, one of our favorite little... I guess you'd have to call it kind of a hole in the wall.
Yeah, it's a great place. If you're going to Denver or you're going into Colorado, it's right at that corner of the state. It's
Sedgwick,
Colorado.
Middle of nowhere. It's like the only thing there at the exit.
you don't even know what's there.
But this is great. They have huge portions, great service. You know, one of those places where the locals all have their own mugs and they just walk up behind the counter, grab their mug and pour some coffee.
You know, next year we'll bring our own mugs, but they'll recognize us. Like, yeah. Well, it's Valentine's Day week, so Brian and Lisa must be coming.
But we had a good start to the day there, and then we got their plate-sized cinnamon roll to take with us.
That worked throughout the whole day. It was a huge thing.
You just kind of nibbled on that.
Yeah.
We actually got in earlier than we planned, so we got a hotel room in Barstow, and we hardly, you know, usually we just kind of nap in the car and then keep going, but that was nice to be horizontal for a little while.
Yeah, it was nice to get in early, which of course segues into part of the trip.
Really. Early, we went to Atoya, the distributors of Sailor, and we shopped. Until they dropped. We shopped, and we left with three big boxes. And then the whole weekend, we kept selling things or finding more things that we wanted. And so they would keep bringing packages from their warehouse in Carson to the show for us. So we ended up getting quite a lot of stuff.
Well, it was great because they literally bring their inventory list out, and it was like 7, 8, 9 pages, maybe.
I didn't even look at it.
And we were with Don Takamura, the president, and Larry Keok, the vice president, and we're looking through the list, and we're just making check marks.
One of these, two of those.
But you get down to the bottom of the list, and there's some weird stuff there. And you're thinking, this pen has been discontinued for 2 years. I can't believe it's on this list. And is this right? Sure enough, they have it in stock.
Yes, there were several things like that.
Anniversary present, birthday present, Father's Day.
That's what they're going to be. Brian has to wait. There are no more gift-giving events until May 1st.
I'm sure our folks will come up with some great idea.
No, please don't.
Isn't February 25th a national holiday?
It is not. No. No. Well. So.
Really cool stuff. We'll show pictures of that next week or at some point. Cool Machia, Ebonite. I mean, you name it.
We had a good time.
Now, of course, this also meant we left on Monday.
Yes.
And Tuesday, while we're on the road, the Sailor 1911 Fresca, which I'll flip over here, is that gorgeous piece of work, shows up in Appleton, but we didn't actually get to see it until we got to Atoya on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we did get to pick ours up. You get to actually get yours today.
I do. I'm very excited.
But really a sweet little, we'll look at that picture in a minute. Nice job, I think.
Yeah.
Out of the park, I think, on that one.
From Atoya on Wednesday early afternoon, we went to Yaffa about, and I guess it's only about 30 or 40 miles north, but it took forever with traffic. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'd forgotten how much I hate to drive in L.A.
Well, and we hit it kind of like the late lunch hour, too.
So From Atoya, we went to Yaffa, and Yaffa distributes Monteverdi and Conklin.
Delta.
Stipula, Hugo Boss. So we got to see, it was the first time we'd been there. We go to Atoya every year. It was the first time we'd been to Yaffa. And
we've been talking about going for...
Well, we've been trying to. We just never had the time.
A couple years now, yeah.
And it was really awesome to see how big and impressive their setup is. Several different buildings, and we got to meet a number of the people who we deal with on a regular basis. You know, it sounds totally nerdy, but I was really excited to meet the accounting manager who, you know, I speak to all the time. But to finally meet face-to-face, you know, in typical Lisa fashion, lots of hugs, and we were just... I think she was just as excited, though.
Yep.
It was nice to be able to put a face to the name.
It's a nice facility.
Yeah.
They have three buildings. And apparently, one guy owns a building right in the middle of the complex. So they don't own the middle one. So they have to walk around. But we got to see, you know, how they do their ink assembly. They've got warehouse after warehouse. It's just really,
you know,
really fascinating.
The blister packaging of their refills and where they assemble the pens, and we got to watch them stamp and label some of the bottles. It's just fascinating.
Yeah.
So it's
cool stuff.
Really,
so got some good ideas too while we were there.
Yes.
So some interesting things coming from that trip as well. But that pretty much took up
all day.
And by the time we were done, we were going to get ready to go. And Ken Jones says, you know, you don't want to leave now because it's going to take you 2 hours to get, you know,
yeah,
back to your hotel. So
we went to dinner
at this Italian place.
Oh my God. A
which
lot
was
of food.
Nice. Which was nice.
It was awesome. And then we went to leave from there, and the joke was, and they're probably right, that we would only have been about half an hour later, even after we had dinner and everything. So it was either be stuck in traffic for an hour and a half or eat for an hour and a half, and eating was much better.
Yeah, eating was much better. So it was nice to be walking around this cute little shopping center with good weather. And, of course, while we're gone, we have unseasonably warm weather here in Wisconsin that we unfortunately had to miss. But
it was nice.
It's a horse and peas.
Yeah.
So that was Wednesday. Thursday, first day of the show. And I think to our surprise, instead of being open at 1 o'clock, we got there about eight, a little before eight, because we
had to meet somebody.
We not only got Sailor on Wednesday, but we got it on Thursday as well. So and Friday and Saturday, but we were there about 8:15, and the room was all set up and ready to go.
Originally, the plan was for only part of the ballroom to be available. And only in the afternoon. So for it to be the entire ballroom already set up at 8 in the morning was a very pleasant surprise. So we went in, and you're allowed half of your tables that you pay for on Sunday. So we took our two, got to set up the ink grid, which is, you know, a couple hours of setup right there. So that was wonderful. And I certainly wouldn't call it busy that first Thursday morning, but it wasn't dead.
No,
people kind of just kept trickling in. It was kind of a nice way to start because it just kept getting crazier and crazier as the weekend went on.
Yeah, there's some very, you know, Thursday, there's some serious collectors there. These are the people that they're taking vacation days from work. They're coming in, and you know, this is the day you can find some really, really great things on the early days of any show. So we did fairly well. Sailor Naginata Togi was hot,
mm-hmm.
on Thursday, and just it's a nice day. You can sit and you can actually chat with people.
Yes.
You can talk with people more than, hey, how you doing? You know, that's $20 kind of thing.
Yep.
So that was Thursday, you know, and we discovered, I guess, I don't know where we've usually eaten in the hotel, but there's a number of great places to eat that are within walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pizza place literally across the street.
Grimaldi's.
There.
Grimaldi's. Great pizza.
Yeah. It's, you know, and we thought we get the large pizza, and this thing is huge.
Huge.
It's, I think they're, I don't know what they're using, but they said it was 16 inches, but it was like.
It was bigger than
it
that.
Was.
We ended up with several pieces that were breakfast two mornings later.
Yeah, so Yeah, there's good stuff within walking distance. So if you're going to the show, you know, there's Explore. Especially there. Yeah, there's lots of great options. P.F. Chang's is right next door, mm-hmm. And we actually
right
got
across
in,
the street.
Right across the street next door. Yeah, from Grimaldi's, but we were there the next night. But good
it's
stuff.
Was it Saturday night?
Saturday night, we literally at 6:30.
We called.
They said there's no way. We literally walked in and sat down.
Yeah, it was awesome.
At P.F. Chang's. I mean, it's insane. It just, you know. But Thursday, Friday.
Was Friday the rain?
Friday was the rain. Friday and Saturday it rained really.
Crazy rain.
Something serious.
Sideways. We can, from where our tables are, we can see outside to the hallway where it's nothing but glass windows. And you could just watch the rain. The wind was so bad that the rain was just going sideways.
Yeah. Yeah, it was something else. I think Friday, it was Friday when we ran into Jason.
Yes.
And huge shout out to Jason. He's awesome. You'll see him behind our table at LA, San Francisco. He was behind our table in Denver. Dude knows his pens.
And he's just an awesome person.
He's just an awesome guy. Love chatting with him. So huge shout out to him. But we hooked up on Friday, and right away he's so excited. He's showing me stuff that he got, and that was great. So let's you want to just jump right in? We got
a lot of
cool stuff that we ran into. Really, pretty much in two camps. I think pretty much it was either Sailor or Esterbrook that we came home mm-hmm. with, and I know some of you are thinking that's a real shock.
Do you start?
Well, I was talking with the gentleman at the table, and we were talking about the Sailor ribbed pens, and I've been looking for the maroon old style 1911 ribbed pen for a while. They're out there. The price is not where I want it to be, and we saw one. We made an offer on it, and the guy said, make an offer. We made an offer. It wasn't where we wanted it to be, so we politely declined. And talking with the gentleman, and he's telling me about a blue one he has. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That would be neat to find. 30 minutes later, he comes back to the table. He's holding a blue-ribbed 1911 old-style Sailor. I said, that's insane. Where did you see that? He says, well, it's over there, and it's over on our friend Joe's table. And so I walk over, and I said, well, listen, you know, he says, I think this is a different color than the one I have. I said, well, if you're not interested, let me know, and, you know, I would probably be interested. Well, I walk over to the table, and sure enough, there in the thing, in the case, is a maroon ribbed 1911, and then sitting next to it
is a green one.
Look at that.
Yep, dark green, like a hunter green.
Yeah, dark green, gold trim. The burgundy, the maroon's got gold trim, and the best part is, I don't have any pictures of it. You know, it's got that little anchor logo on the top. The maroon's got a Naginata Togi broad nib in it.
Somebody was a little excited.
It's an insane nib. It's completely insane. So we grabbed both. I missed out on another pen there that I've wanted for a while. It's a Sterling. I'll find one. I know where one exists. It's just a matter of getting at the right price. A Sterling 1911. This one had a King Cobra nib, and I looked at it. I set it down, and the next guy came over. He picked it up, and he never put it down. He bought it. So I missed out on that deal.
Let's see.
But you got one. You went over and you actually paid for the two ribbed pens that I got.
I did. I got a better deal.
And she comes back with another pen.
Yes. So I picked up for myself a black Pro Gear ribbed that I liked.
With gold trim, yeah.
With gold trim. And then...
smart looking pen, really.
Yeah,
really
cool.
Nice.
And then a customer had, contacted Brian. I didn't know anything about this. And she brought to the table a Sailor Pro Gear Slim that she had bought from someone or overseas or something. And she wanted to trade. And so those of you who are listening, I'm sorry to torture you, but it is this pearlescent turquoise, similar to the metallic blue, the metallic purple, and the persimmon. This gorgeous, gorgeous turquoise color with kind of a pearlescent sheen. It's just, she opened up the box and I just kind of under my, you know, quietly said to Brian, just do what you have to do because that's coming home with me.
Do what you have to do.
Do what you have to do.
It is something else. It's really very a nice, beautiful, nice color. And it's just amazing. It always amazes me the number of different colors and different pens that somebody like Sailor puts out. It seems like it's... They have more different variations than any other pen company I've ever seen.
It was cool.
It's really a nice pen. She came up to me, I think it was on Friday, and said, "Listen, I've got this pen, and it's not the right color for me, but I want one of these." And we just made a fair swap, and boom, that was it. So I knew you'd like it when it came in. So happy Valentine's Day.
There you go.
I did with the first thing. Now this is what happens at pen shows sometimes. People know things that you collect. We didn't even have. Did we even set anything down on the table?
I don't think so.
Our friend Graham from England comes over and he hands us this. What is it, like about a 16x20?
Something like that.
It's an old Esterbrook ad, probably from the Life magazine or something like that. And it's got an old mat on it, and he has it in a bag, and he goes, "Here you go."
This one's for you.
This is free. I brought it for you. That was nice. That's cool.
That was very sweet.
And then he comes back, and he has a bag of parts. He goes, "Well, this I got to charge you for, but if you're interested, let me know." And so I look through, and for Esterbrook collectors out there, you know, they made pens in the U.S., but they also made them in England. They made them in Brazil. They made them in Canada. But some of the English ones are very interesting. They use different materials. I know. I think you've got a copper in your collection. The material is a little more swirly. It's a little more milky.
It's cool.
It's really neat. And he hands me this bag of parts, and there must be enough parts in there to make at least 2-3 pens. Almost all of them are stamped made in England. It's just really great. I mean, there's like no nibs, but that's how I roll. So I grabbed that bag, and I thought, well, why not?
Right.
You know, price was right. And then Graham says to me, he says, "You know what? Well, every show I come to from now on, I'm just going to start bringing you parts because I'm kind of getting rid of my stuff. So just to let you know, honey, from here on out, every show is going to be a bag of parts or something from Graham." So, and then last but not least for me, I forgot I bought this, but... Sam Fiorella from Pendemonium came up to the table on Sunday, like late Sunday afternoon. And I do collect Esterbrook ephemera, and there's this little brochure for the Esterbrook fountain pen. And I've never seen it before. It's circa 1941, 42, but when you open it up, it shows the rare Visumaster and... It shows the correct nib that came with the pen, the frosted 9000 series nib, and it's got the full listing of the standard dollar pens in the middle.
It's a very cool piece.
A very rare, neat piece. So that was a nice surprise. I totally forgot about it, and that was that. So, but we did see some other cool pens, though, that we did not buy.
Well, a couple of them we are, though.
Well, a couple we are. Hot topic of the show, perhaps, or one of the hot topics of the show, the brand new Aurora 88 Flex.
Very cool.
Indeed, it does actually flex. So we've got a manufacturer making a pen that works. Very similar, I would say, to the Omas Ojiva in terms of flexibility.
Yes, close to that.
Very close. Yeah. It's a nice writing pen, and I think it's going to be very popular. Limited to 188 pieces in each color, and they're making six colors, and they're coming out 1 month at a time. So the blue will be the first one to come out, which is really, I think,
very pretty.
Maybe the best color. Blue followed by red, followed by there's a yellow, a brown. I forget the other colors. There might be a green. But blue is next. Blue is the first one coming out. Really nice looking pen. It's only one nib choice. The price, I think, is reasonable. I think it's about the same as the Ojiva. It's in that range. We are going to be getting some of those, but they're so limited.
Yes.
We did get a chance to talk to the nib maker for Aurora.
Gave a little demo of how to use it. Very cool.
So that was cool. And I guess along with that. Yes, indeed, Aurora is making a new ink.
Yes, this is exciting. You know, it's funny, at Pen Club last month, one of our club members was talking about Aurora Ink and why is it they only make blue and black, and that's just how it's always been. And he asked, you know, will they ever make like a blue-black? And we're like, yeah, no, they've tried to convince them to do it, and they wouldn't. And wouldn't you know, Aurora just came out with a brand new blue-black.
Blue-black,
we'll have
yeah.
the swab up on the site soon. We just got back, so I'll get a card done. We did manage to bring back a bottle, and we're kind of excited. Blue-black is not super exciting by any means, but I bet it's going to be really pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. It looks, from the pictures we've seen, it looks nice. You know, and even Brian Halzer from Kenro told us when he was here last month or when he was here a couple months ago, There's no way this is going to ever happen. And sure enough, here it is. And from what I've seen, it doesn't really look like, and the blue is kind of a purplish blue. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like this is really a true one-to-one mix. It's a blue-black. It looks nice though. So I know it's not a pretty turquoise or green
right.
or any red or anything like that. But you know, for Aurora, this is a stretch, and we'll take it. So that's nice. I did see a couple other interesting vintage pens. Our good friend
George
shows up, and of course he's got a couple of interesting pens. The very first cross pen ever produced, and most people know the one with the rings. Well, they actually made a hard rubber eyedropper, so I got to see that. It's called the cross pen. And then in a funny incident, he was showing me a very early John Holland eyedropper, and I do collect John Hollands. And I noticed it had a little rattling noise to it, and I open it up. He says, well, I haven't even opened it up. So we opened it up, and I thought, well, maybe there's a breather tube or something in there. And I poured it out, and sure enough, this is the first time he opened it up, there's another John Holland nib in the barrel.
That's cool. That was funny.
So, and last but not least, we did see in the limited time we had, Stylo Art was there. They had a really, really cool rod and pen. It was insane. It's the most rod I've ever seen on a pen ever, fitted with a Pilot FA Falcon nib.
Yeah, amazing.
Beautiful work, really, really nice pen. Small bits, large bits of rod, I mean, everywhere on the top, the bottom. So that was, you know, I mean, it was just lots of people. I mean, everybody you expect to be in LA was there.
Big shout out to Paul Hurley. We didn't see our friend Paul, though.
Yep, Paul or Michael or...
Yep.
But lots of old familiar faces, lots of new friends.
It was wonderful.
Good show. We're going to move quickly right into some of the new stuff. We mentioned this briefly. The 1911 Fresca is in.
What a nice departure for Sailor with a pop of color. This is amazing. It's this gorgeous aqua. I'm really impressed. I love the color. And I'm thrilled that they're kind of willing to get away from the black and the maroon and the darker colors. This is just amazing, tropical
yep,
kind of.
Yeah, and it's going to be the first in a series of U.S. North American exclusives, and this is a real winner. The first half of production is already pretty much sold out. They're going to have some more, and then they'll probably make more later on, but it'll be a while. So that's in. That's really cool. And what better to put your Fresca in than a very special...
This is cool.
Sailor leather pen case.
This is cool. Brian has one of these. And it holds two pens. You can put a business card in there, a couple... you could put a converter in a cartridge or a couple cartridges. Nicely made.
You know, it reminds me of the old Marchiaro Delta, the Marchiaro cases that were in orange.
Pretty color. Hard to lose in your briefcase or purse.
You know, it's nice. It fits large pens. I have, put two King of Pens in there, and there's plenty of room to spare. There's a little tab that kind of separates them at the top. But you don't see Sailor-branded leather products very often. So that's kind of new, and it's actually a discontinued thing, so what we have is what we have. But neato. And big news, I guess it was last week did it come in, or a week?
I think so.
End of the previous week. Of course, the Lamy Pacific blue pen and ink. You want to talk about that?
Sure. Really pretty. Apparently turquoise is the color this year. Really pretty turquoise. Nice, deep, rich color. It's gorgeous. And then there is matching ink. A little bit of dust up about that. Apparently, it is the same color as the Lamy turquoise.
Dust up. That's a new term.
It's an old term.
It's an old term. Well, okay.
But anyway, so gorgeous, gorgeous color. They do, I believe, still have some in stock. I know we're almost out. We will be ordering more. But like with their other limited colors, when they're gone, they're gone.
It's a nice. They do a nice job with the All Stars, except for the charge green wasn't for me. It was kind of, but.
How'd you like that neon lime?
Well, you know, that was
the Safari.
Yeah. The Safari is always seems to be hit or miss, but the All Stars always make you know, a nice, nice color, and this is no exception.
This is gorgeous. I really snagged one of these for myself.
So those are here, and so the ink. And we did manage a couple weeks ago. We do buy pens over the counter here, and a gentleman came in. He's retiring from his law practice, and sold us his Mont Blanc 149. This is a West German model, super nice writing pen. We filled it up. Fine nib. In fact, I almost want to keep it, but
I don't think so.
you know, I can't. Really, very clean pen. I know a lot of people sometimes are looking for used Mont Blancs. I want to pay the new price, but this is a very fair price. Very clean. Still has the West German sticker on it. Beautiful nib. I don't know what more to say about it. If you're looking for a 149, let us know. We've got this guy. He's really awesome. And last but not least, this week,
new Robert Oster. Ink is back in. We've got the new Fire and Ice, all the other new colors. I'll be placing another restocking order probably this week. We sold quite a bit in LA. Great guy, beautiful ink colors. And in fact, we got a sample of a brand new one that we'll be ordering as well, the Australian Shiraz. Apparently, okay. There's a funny story behind that, so I've got to read his note. But Fire and Ice is the hot big thing right now.
Yep. I think we had it on the blog yesterday, but quite a few new colors.
Several new colors
that are coming in, and along with that, we'll talk next week. But there's more ink coming.
Yes.
All around.
Yes.
So that's kind of the wrap up for new stuff that's coming in the store. Is there anything else you want to chat about this week? I think we're still kind of we haven't even started to recover.
Yeah, we're still recovering. I've picked up some kind of a cold. So we'll cut it short, but I'm sure that next week we'll have thought of all sorts of things that happened or that we saw, and we'll continue to regale you with things from LA. And then next weekend is the Baltimore Pen Show. So we get home, unpack inventory, and then just pack up again to go back on the road.
We're going to the other coast this time. You know who I want? I do want to have a shout out to two people that we did see at the show. Number one, Michael Hammer.
Yes.
Who showed up on Saturday? Friday.
We had such an unexpected treat. Scott Hammer is our sailor rep, and we love him. We're very close with him. And his brother we had never met, but they sound exactly alike on the phone. And so this man walks up to the table. He says, "You're Brian Anderson." Brian says, "Yes." And he's like, "Close your eyes." I'm thinking, that's weird. And then it hit me. I know that voice.
Yep.
So it was so awesome to meet him in person. He stayed for a while and chatted.
Yep.
And with him was?
Jin Takamura, the former president of Atoya, who has now since passed it on to his brother Don. But
Michael was with Don. We got to
see Michael
Jin
was
later.
With Don. Yeah, we saw Don. Earlier, but so
big shout out to Jin.
Yep. Jin's looking great.
I love all of his posts about food and cars on Facebook, but really awesome to see both of them and to Don and Larry at Atoya as well. It was just a really fun weekend.
I think that's about it for this week. We're gonna wrap it up, and we'll have more stuff to chat about next week, I'm sure. So
absolutely.
Thanks for joining us this week. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other fun stuff. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.